Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sign, sell, delivered on your home sale, and you want to make the most money for it. I mean, that would make sense to me. You definitely got to get in touch with Jennifer and her team at the Live Love Memphis Group. No one's better. It's just the truth. They get the most money for your home. They're transparent. They're available. They are experienced. They're grizzled veterans. That's what I want when I'm going to – it's not war, okay? It's not war, but I'm putting my toe in the market, and it can be dicey no matter what, no matter what the conditions are. They're going to take you through it. They're the absolute best. So if you want to make the most money for your home, would you reach out to the Live Love team? Because that's what they're going to do. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
They're always winning. Business has grown, and that's because you're winning when you're with Jennifer Carstensen and her team. Make the call, 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200, very important number, whether it's now or for later. She's done it through every market. We've had nothing but success stories. You can be the next. So, again, get with the Live Love group or certainly make them one of your interviews. You're looking for that realtor. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to the great Randolph Childress for joining us on the show.
He's fun.
He is very fun. And, you know, we've kicked off a little bit of a friendship because he's been in town. I'm sure he'll be on some Memphis games this year at some point because he's doing ESPN. You know, he's up and coming. In the broadcast game.
Oh, yeah.
As you know.
Hopefully we give him something to come see.
Let's give him something to talk about.
I don't think he's too impressed with our roster. No. Let's just put it that way, and I wouldn't blame him whatsoever.
No, how can you be?
But y'all are saying one of his least talented when Penny said it was his second most talented. So there are two very different opinions there.
There are. But then that was, in fairness to Penny, that was before the games began. So,
and it's including the guy who's never played. That's Draymond, apparently.
That's right.
The best rebounder on this team, according to Penny Hardaway. His name is?
Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
When will he play?
Oh, he'll play extremely. He's just ill right now. He's very ill.
Ill or quad? What is it?
He's healed from the quad, but he's now ill. The story from Penny yesterday.
It's not a cilia. It's not a personal
thing. It's just
thing,
cilia, so. Man.
I'm struggling with it.
He's struggling. That's why I think the personal reasons were you struggling.
Well, them Ole Miss fans had him hot. He looks like he could blow it any time.
Yeah, he has not.
Like his temp runs hot a lot. You probably could have some, you know, if he's frustrated, whatever it is, could just see it.
You want to talk about a limited player. That is.
He's got to find a way to pull that little energy out of him, though, in little stretches, yeah. Him and Aaron Bradshaw behind Tariq. Behind, eventually, Tariq Ingram.
Yep.
Who, remember, he went and got late because he knew these dudes were sorry. Let's just keep it real.
Oh,
he had seen them in the summer.
Yeah.
He said, I need another big.
Yep.
And pulled Tariq Ingram, an out-of-shape one,
yep,
out of the hat like a rabbit. But by God, he looks like he's getting into shape.
Yep.
He's their best big. I said it. And he's showing it in these limited minutes. He's getting out there more and more. It's not some, you were right. it's a testament to how bad the rest of the bigs are, and that's why Penny went out and got this guy late.
Penny. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he missed some free throws yesterday, but he was ultimately
a
presence.
He got to the line four times against UNLV in the 5 minutes? Just in the 5 minutes he was out there?
Yes.
So,
I mean,
he knows how to use the body in a way that the other bigs do not.
Right.
As presences inside.
Yep.
I mean, look at Bradshaw. Look at what happened. He's trying to body up the Purdue big, and he gets...
Yeah, no, he can't do that, but...
I mean, he doesn't even have the footwork and the balance. That's part of the reason why he fell the way he did.
No, it's true. Yes, it's true. I can't defend Aaron Bradshaw.
Tariq
on that,
has that.
But I will say for Aaron Bradshaw, he was an above-the-rim threat that did frustrate Purdue defensively.
That's why I'm saying with what I'm paying him, I'm going to continue to play him. I'm just knowing it 10 to 12-minute stretch, perhaps, over the whole game.
Yeah.
I'm needing that energy. I'm needing him as a lob threat. Because one thing he can do is run the floor.
Yes, he can. And he hit that three to start the second half.
Which you just can't depend on.
No, he wants to do too much of that.
Jaren and all this stuff. That's exactly the problem with some of these bigs today.
That's exactly
and
right.
I think it might be his problem in his whole career.
No, it is.
He didn't learn enough how to be a post and use all that length he's
got
down low. Now, again, that's coaching. It's everything else. But, dude, you're 7 foot. And we get it. They all want to be big now. That said, I can't depend on that three-point shoot. I can depend on him to run the floor. Point being, he's got to continue to play. I think what Penny's figuring out, I can do it in short stretches. I mean, the dude's going to foul out if he plays 7 minutes. That's what happened. But you got the 7 points out of him. I think that's the way you got to do it. You can't be playing him 25 minutes is my point.
Oh, no, you can't.
I think we figured that out.
Yes, so.
Tariq, though, went from 5 to 20.
Yep.
10 points last night. I know just the 3 rebounds, but had been solid. And, again, is their best post presence. You need that just to balance this offense out and make it not so jump shot reliant.
Agreed. I mean, we are in complete agreement on here. And, you know, Penny's still trying and he's still, you know.
There's a decent roster in there is what I'm trying to say.
It's decent enough to win the American,
yes,
for sure.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Honestly, if they don't win the American, it will still be disappointing, even with a roster that's not nearly as good as we hoped it would be.
I'm disappointed by my man Barry. I'm not going to lie to you. It looks worse than Jaquan Walton right now in terms of the streakiness and the, okay, if you're not hitting shots, I'm not getting anything out of you.
I needed more from him. He was probably like the 9th or 10th guy off the bench yesterday.
Right, and I had him pegged as a multiple-year guy here, one of those guys you're hoping to take forward.
He needed to be.
No consistency.
He was a double-figure scorer for Temple last year.
No consistency.
And this is what happens, like, unfortunately, when you know, Penny just kind of takes guys that have had one good game against him, like, sometimes it's just that. Sometimes it's just those guys they get up for Memphis, and you know that's just one sort of out of body experience. You know, I mean, I will say he's still shooting 39% from three. He just didn't have it yesterday, and Lord knows he took them. I mean, he was
Barry?
Yeah,
0-for-2 yesterday.
Yeah.
He's still shooting 40%, huh? 39.
But again,
it was the one game.
It was the first game of the season.
Game.
Yeah, it was the San Francisco game. He was 4-6 from 3. 1-2 versus Ole Miss, 0-3 versus UNLV, 0-2 versus Purdue. So,
he got out there yesterday.
Wharton School of Business. I was like,
I forgot he was on the team.
Because the camera is so bad down there.
Right, it's so dark in there.
Yeah, like,
and everything's so pulled off.
Can't see faces. I was like, who is that?
Wharton School of Business.
That's how I felt my oldest and whitest in that moment when I couldn't name the player, when I didn't know who that, because that's like a very old, white, blue, you know, haired thing to do. It's like, who's that?
I can't do it with the guy that hadn't played. I mean, I just put me in that category.
But then they eventually did say his name, because that was his first game action this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten he was on the team.
And what did he bring to the table? Absolutely nothing.
1 foul in 6 minutes.
Nah.
Penny was looking. You know, we're just looking for just anybody that's going to contribute.
The data has been collected.
No, seriously, we're in a much better mood than we were after UNLV.
Yeah. I mean, we're singing.
That said, it can be taken away if you go out there and look like ass today
against
Wake Forest.
Deacon, I wouldn't maybe have said that, but, you know, you can repent.
Truth.
But yeah, if they don't get it done against Wake Forest, then honestly, it won't matter. It just won't matter. And whether you lose by 3 or you lose by 12, you're still going to be sitting here at 1-4 with games against Louisville, Baylor, Vandy, Mississippi State, all staring you down in the face.
Then nobody down there for Southern Illinois and New Orleans and the ones that are coming like that. I mean, just the.
I'll be there.
It'll be no, you won't.
I'll be there.
Don't commit to that when you don't. You know you're not going to be there. But just you'll have deadness in between.
Yeah.
You know, games that you're supposed to win. What can you really pull out of it in terms of preparation for the stretch that includes Baylor, Louisville, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State? We'll see. Maybe yep. Mississippi State ain't as tough as we thought. But point being, those games aren't going to help you. There won't be any juice around anything. That's why, back to John's point, you got to get this. It's one of the five top 50 opportunities you've got left in non-con. You got to get it.
Unfortunately, to me, this kind of feels like Penny's team from the year before last, where it's like
they were great though in the non-con.
They were. They came apart. They started 5-0.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
They lost two in a row, then they beat VCU, A&M, Clemson, Virginia, Vandy. What a run.
Fell apart for them in conference.
Yeah, fell apart on that 26-point blow collapse against South Florida. And the ice.
We'll never forget it.
We'll never forget it. No question about that. And it was just never the same. Then you lose to Tulane. Then you lose to UAB. Then you lose to Rice at home. That was the one. Everybody's like, UNLV was the worst loss ever. No, it wasn't. You lost to Rice at home. They were 229 at KenPom. Like, nothing's worse than that. Like, I'm just telling you. Especially at that juncture of the season. It just ended their at-large hopes. Like, it was just devastating. So, anyway, big game today, obviously. We're doing previews for Wake Forest. Steve Forbes, once upon a time, was like the guy. Everybody wanted it, Memphis.
I like him, love him, but at some point it's not about being a good guy or how much we like you. You got to get a team in the tournament. And I did not realize how long it had been for Wake Forest.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to him, like he had some 21 seasons there. He's had some 21 seasons there, and it hasn't broken through.
But the ACC wasn't good last year.
No, it wasn't. But even in 21-22, they're 25-10. That should have been a tournament team, probably.
And the other problem is you got SMU in the league now spending a crap ton of money, yeah. And you got NC State and Will Wade in your deal now.
Well, how much does he have? Do we know? I didn't want to ask Randolph off.
He's got about 6 to 7, but the point is
NC State's paying.
Yes.
SMU's paying big bucks.
Well, from what the way that I talk to people about this, like Wake Forest spends pretty much commensurate with everybody in that league that's not NC State, North Carolina, Duke, and Louisville, right? Like if you get past that top four, like it's basically in line with what everybody else is spending, maybe give or take a million or so. And they haven't made a tournament. Now, again, I think Steve Forbes' argument is, look, man, I've won 20-plus games in this conference 3 years that I've been here. I've finished top five two of those years. But the problem is that the ACC just isn't the league that it used to be. And it doesn't get that. Like a top five finish in the ACC in 1998, you guaranteed to get in.
Okay, well, back to Randolph's point, go out and schedule tougher.
That's the
part that you've blown.
Yes, yes.
Expecting the ACC, could understand it to be good and give you that quality.
Yeah.
You got to jack it up. Randolph laid it out for you. He didn't mince words there.
Yeah.
Now, seems like that's been the, if there's a mistake on Forbes' part, it's been that.
Yes.
Too weak in the non-con. Got to go a little Penny way here.
The interesting thing about Steve Forbes is that, I think Memphis was always a job that he privately wanted, but it never lined up in that way. Like, he got the job at East Tennessee State in 15-16. That's the season that Josh went to Georgia Tech and they hired Tubby Smith.
Mm.
He was 24-12, finished second in the South, in the SoCon. Had it been a year later, he took East Tennessee State to the tournament. He won the league, finished 27-8. Maybe he gets a look then.
Interesting.
But it was not to be. It was not to be for the timing. And I think Steve would have done a great job at Memphis back then. 2016, he could bring in all those tough-ass dudes that he coached at, like, Northwest Florida. Like,
yeah.
I think it would have been really – because he coached Chris Jones there at Northwest Florida State.
I remember.
They
talked to him about it.
Yeah. But the timing did not line up. So I do think this one will have, and of course Steve Forbes was on that staff at Tennessee that beat Memphis in Memphis.
It's part of watching Memphis from there, I'm sure, is part of the reason why he has such a respect.
Yes, exactly
for it.
Right.
And he knows what Cal did, sure, but he saw it firsthand in those years with telling Tennessee's bench.
Yep. So I do think this will have some special, meaning to him as well,
because sure.
There is a little bit of history. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this game, even though it's a consolation game. And obviously, if Memphis can win it, I think you come back, you say it was a damn success.
Losers in a bad way.
Losers in a bad way, there's no doubt. Who's worse off? Probably Memphis, but, I mean, it ain't like
Wake Forest will have more opportunities in conference.
That's exactly
ACC's
right.
ACC's better this year than it was last year. And either way, that even down ACC is more opportunity than what this conference is in the American.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Part of the podcast is going to join us from the Bahamas. See what he's doing.
Tanning, yeah. I'm sure.
You tanning?
No, man, he's getting ready for the big game.
I mean, he's got, you know, he's got some, you know, a complexion to maintain. There's no question about that, you know. So we'll talk to him about that and more on the other side. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Part of the podcast covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian, and normally he's in studio, but right now business has taken him to the Bahamas, where I know he's gotten a chance to kick it with the locals. He got a chance to watch the University of Memphis take Purdue down to the wire, and later today he'll be in the building at Baja Mar for a huge matchup against Wake Forest. He joins us now. Parth, good day, sir. How are we?
It's a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day here in the Bahamas, and I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all?
Doing great, doing great. All right, Memphis was leading with 7 minutes to play. Did not expect that. They go down 80-71 final, but I don't know, comparing how we felt on Monday morning to how we feel on Friday morning, it almost feels like we're talking about two different teams right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And this season's already had a little bit of that before, right? Like with the, you know, with the start of the Arkansas game, you know, you saw that first half, you're like, oh, this team can be something. And then that kind of fizzled out, and Auburn, they got run off the court in Atlanta. And then obviously you had the, you know, the whole Penny ringing the alarm bell type situation with the UNLV loss and the effort there. But last night kind of had that pendulum swinging the other direction in a really positive way. You know, you saw a shorthanded Memphis team that was missing, you know, Tierno Sila, one of their 7-footers, only a, what, 3-3, 4-4 guy, but still another 7-foot body that you need in an already thin front court. You're missing Hassan Abdul-Hakim still. And they, you know, went in there and went toe-to-toe with Purdue for, what, like 34, 35 minutes of the 40. Yeah, did not see that coming. You're absolutely right.
How important, critical was it to get the game you did from Doug McDaniel in that one? And Parth, your hopes that, you know, it's this Doug McDaniel the rest of the way, it certainly feels like this is the one they need. It feels like they can't afford to have Doug sort of, you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Penny didn't mention him among the guys you're talking about, you know, this season effort after that UNLV game. You know, 6 rebounds, 6 assists to go with the 18 points. That felt critical for a guy that's expected to be the leader of the team.
No, no doubt. And only one turnover, you know, absolutely kind of controlled that game. And I think it was early in the second half when, you know, Memphis had built that, what, 9-point lead in the first half, which had dwindled down to a 1-point deficit at halftime. You know, a lot of people thought Purdue would just kind of, you know, run away with it or hit the gas and then pull away there. But, you know, so the Tigers came out and it was Doug doing a lot of the damage there in early second half and proved that they weren't going to go away, right? That they'd be there till the end. 18 points, 7-15 shooting, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and just one turnover in 30 minutes. That's spectacular. And that's kind of, you're right. Like, against some of this tougher competition, including tonight against Wake Forest, like, that's who they need. That's the floor general, orchestrator, conductor of the offense that Memphis has to have.
Yeah. Wake Forest is in a spot very similar to Memphis. You know, obviously they, you know, like we talked about before we had you on, they can get back to ACC play. And, you know, even Miami looks like a transformed team this year. Like, they're going to be one of those teams. Like, it's not just Duke Carolina this year. Like, you can get some quad ones now, in that ACC, but it does feel like just max desperation. If Memphis does in fact start 1-4 here, you know, ultimately it doesn't really change the calculus. I mean, it's disappointing in that you're not going to probably be an at-large team. But, you know, the idea always has been, I don't know, winning the American, we say, but when we say that, we really mean win the American Conference Tournament, because South Florida won the American in 23-24, and they did not get in the tournament because they didn't win the American Tournament. So it doesn't really – I mean, how much – I guess I'm blabbering to ask you, how much does it really change if Memphis comes back to the Bahamas 1-4?
I don't think it changes much in terms of actual tangible resume stuff, right? But just momentum, mojo, swagger, all of that good stuff, the feelings, the vibes, like, I think it'd be huge, right? Like, to follow up last night's effort where, you know, they shocked everybody and went, you know, bar for bar with a really good Purdue team, to follow that up with getting a win against Wake Forest on our neutral court would be big. I mean, Wake Forest's only two losses are, what, Texas Tech and Michigan, and both are by 1 point. That's a decent team. That's a top 50 KenPom team with, you know, a star in Duke Harris leading the way. So to get that one, I think just for vibes would be huge. But even if Memphis was to lose, I don't think it changes too much drastically resume-wise, because you've still got those opportunities ahead of you with Baylor, Louisville, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, you know, all consecutively in December.
Parthy's one of the best shot makers on the team, on a team that seems to lack them. I'm just curious, and maybe you guys got into it. I was sort of looking for an answer, but I hadn't gotten a chance to be thorough. You know, Sincere Parker was, what, starting in 24, 23 minutes in the first couple of games? And if you look at the last couple, it's what, it's gone down to 16 and 18 minutes off the bench. And you figure with his shot-making level that it'd be a guy that you, Penny Hardaway, would be relying on and certainly playing, you know, those 25 minutes that some of your other guys, 25, 28, whatever it is. Why is that not happening, Parth? Is it a deal where the effort's not there on the defensive effort? What's going on with Sincere Parker and the minutes distribution?
Yeah, it's hard to say. That's kind of been the story of his career, right? Like, you look at what he's done at McNeese State, at St. Louis, he's always played like these kind of role player type minutes, you know, whether it be 21, 22 minutes a game, whatever. But he's like scored in bunches in those. And you look at the per 40 and you're like, why is this guy not playing, you know, 35, 40 minutes? He could be an All-American, right? Like, if you just do the math, obviously there's a lot more that goes into that than, you know, just multiplying the minutes times the points. But it's just interesting, you know, and I talked to Will Wade this offseason about him when I did a story on Sincere, and he kind of said that, you know, at least for McNeese, he got there, Sincere got there late after a shoulder injury, in terms of getting there late in the summer, and still took more time to acclimate to the team than he would have liked to because of that injury and because of everything else. But yeah, it's hard to say what's going on here, because he has been he's been scoring. He scored 10 points in 18 minutes last night, you know, with 5 rebounds. So
I thought his points, sure. I thought his points when they came were extremely important.
Key times, right?
Yes.
You need his bucket making ability.
Yeah, I feel like he stopped runs. Like, you could kind of feel like Purdue was.
And he had 5 rebounds. This one I'm wondering, is it about defense? That's what I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's weird because he does feel like a guy that when you recruited him and got him, that he would be in the starting lineup.
Playing the 25 to 28 minutes that, you know, Zach Davis and Doug McDaniel were playing last night is what I figured.
But as much as, you know, I think we're sort of learning this stuff, like, as much as Will Wade tried to convince Parth that, you know, he wanted to take Sincere, but he had a bigger role at Memphis, obviously that was a lie. That man got the same role at Memphis that he had at McNeese.
Wade was working you, huh, Parth?
You got worked, Parth. Don't ever let it happen again.
I think he did. I think Will Wade was being genuine when he said that. And just for people who haven't read that story from back in the summer, what Will told me was that, you know, he told Sincere, like, hey, I'm going to NC State. You are one of the guys that I want to bring along. You have a spot on my team. It's going to be probably the same role, same amount of minutes that you played at McNeese, which is what, once again, 20, 22, 23 minutes a game, something like that, coming off the bench as a spark plug for that second unit. And Sincere didn't want that. Sincere wanted to go somewhere for his final year where he could be, you know, the focal point of an offense. And he thought from, you know, speaking to his people and speaking to Will Wade and others who know Sincere Parker, that he would get that at Memphis. So it's weird to not even see anything close to that, right? Like, in terms of role and minutes. I think the most minutes Sincere's played is, what, 25, 26?
Well, if I was going to make a case, right, like, I want you in my program. I'm not going to put a cap on you off the rip, bro. If I really want you at my program, I'm not going to put a cap on you. I'm not going to tell you, like, if you come with me, like, you only going to play 20 minutes a game. Like, I mean, there's an element of, you know, keeping it real, but also how the hell would Will Wade know what his role is? Like, he was recruiting an entire new team, you know, but the fact that he had decided already that his role was going to be the exact same before even seeing him in practice up there, like, to me, that says he didn't want him. He didn't want him that bad. I'll take you if I have to, but I'm not going crazy over you. I don't, you know. So, I think it's like the same thing as like Nate Oates at Alabama. It was like, you know, Javon, you know, he sent a subliminal at Javon, and like he got Jaden Bradley, and he was fine. He was fine with it. So, and NC State's fine without Sincere Parker. So again, I think Sincere can be good for Memphis, but there's always Like when the dude from McNeese doesn't follow the McNeese coach to the NC State, something's up. That tells you something, right?
At the very
least. Like there's something. Like, you know, and again, it could be a minor thing. Like, but he obviously thought he would get better players than Sincere Parker at NC State. Whether he has or not, I don't know. But like, that's what it wasn't about. This whole, oh, he didn't want to play, you know, the same role for me. I tried, nah, dog. Like, you thought you had more money and you'd get better players, and that's fine. But you know, you are seeing this is who Sincere Parker is. He's a double figure scorer who's not that efficient from three, but he can make big time buckets for you. And it's just up to Penny to figure out where that's best utilized. Although, hey, I think he can be a big time player.
Parth, I got one for you. I want to challenge you. Aaron Bradshaw getting in that dude's face and getting that tech was one word description. Go.
Man, got to be careful here. Unnecessary, ultimately.
Well done.
And, you know, I like the passion, though. That's the thing, right? You want that from Aaron. You want him to play with that fire, right? Like, he...
Why I oughta. That was what he was saying with that finger. Why I oughta.
Yo, I didn't know what happened, because he laid there on the floor for a while. I thought,
yes,
you know, did Oscar Clough say something or...
And then he got up. He got up extremely slowly. Doug got to Oscar before Aaron did.
Yeah, and then Doug told me and reporters who spoke to him afterward that he was trying to intercept that interaction, if you will. You know, like once he saw that Aaron was starting to creep, you know, starting to get up, he was trying to get there, but he didn't get there in time, and ultimately it resulted in a technical foul that pretty much swung the game. You know, Aaron got out of the game, was fouled out, and even though he only had 7 points and zero rebounds, it was his presence that made a difference, I saw. Like, just him being another 7-1 long body in there.
That was the best job of getting some out of a scrub I've really ever seen. A scrub that's overpaid. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. That's what Bradshaw is. And to get the – what was it? Seven points in 9 minutes.
It's not early
on
his career.
The dude had five fouls, Parth, in those 9 minutes, man. It's like he's unplayable.
Yeah,
but to get 7 points, like you mentioned, there was some rim running. You know, he ran the floor. He caught the – and then he hit the three, like you're saying. Yeah. I don't think you can get much more than that out of him.
Well, I asked Penny afterward. I was like, you know, what's the next step here? Like, what do you think it's going to take for Aaron to become who you think he can become? Because Penny was obviously high on him. That's why he got him here. That's why he's in a Memphis jersey. But Penny, you know, at times went out of his way this offseason when we would see him, you know, at availabilities or golf courses or whatever, to, you know, to talk about the untapped potential and the talent and, you know, everything that this reclamation project that's Aaron Bradshaw could become. And we haven't even seen a glimpse of that yet, which is a little bit surprising, but maybe it shouldn't be surprising given that this is year three for him in college.
It was really, like, if I was just kind of breaking that down, you know, frame by frame, I mean, my guy hits the ground, lays there for a good 3 seconds, gets up.
At least.
And when he gets up, he actually stumbles backwards. So, like, Clough is just, like, standing there watching
him. He has a balance issue, like a baby deer.
Yes, he does. Now, he's 7-1, you know, and so that's probably part of it. But, like, I never saw a guy, like, he was thinking about, all right, am I going to blow this whistle or not? And they finally blew the whistle. He got up, stumbled, then he puts the – I mean, it's just a – really,
I think he was embarrassed that folks were laughing in the crowd.
Oh, they had to be laughing. Like, it was crazy that they just let the game go. Like, it took about 3 seconds to blow the whistle.
Well, ESPN, Parth, I don't know if you saw it.
The man face first on the ground. Just let the play go on for a while. It was weird, yeah.
ESPN, like in SportsCenter, they showed the highlight, and they're like, watch this. Watch Bradshaw hit the floor. And, like, but nothing really happened. So that's what was so weird about it, is because you didn't see some giant push by the big – real quick, though, Parth, and we've held you longer than – you know, you're down there working.
Well, he ain't got nothing else to do.
But whatever, yes.
No, because I've been placing a lot of emphasis on this, and I wonder if I'm stressing it too much. But Tariq Ingraham, 20 minutes last night. The minutes are going up. Doesn't give you, you know, a ton of rebounds, three of them, but 10 points. I'm just looking at him, Parth, and I'm seeing a guy that looks like their best post presence. Yeah, and Penny trying to get him into shape, and us seeing a little bit more each game. I'm hopeful that he's eventually a guy, whether it's as a starter or immediately off the bench, that you're depending on in that middle to help you provide some balance offensively.
No, absolutely. I mean, he's not the tallest guy, like at 6'8", 6'9", but he's sturdy, right? He's a stocky, big presence inside who can put a body on folks, you know, whether it be – obviously you didn't see it manifest itself in the rebounding category last night with only three, but he can put a body on folks that can help the overall, you know, rebounding of a team. It could be another presence, right, that teams have to consider before going downhill on Memphis.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, Bradshaw, we talked about, he's 7'1", but he's not – he's more of a tall man than a big man, if you will.
Yep.
That's right.
If that makes any sense.
No, that
makes all the sense, bro.
I mean, we have one on the Grizzlies, so we know what that means.
Yep. You nailed it, Parth.
Okay, man. I'm trying to think of some other questions so I could stall you from going to the beach. So are you having a good day generally? Like, just how's the family? Family's doing good?
Yeah, no, stuff's great. Stuff's great, man. Okay. Appreciate it.
I heard you got out. You got off the resort. You got out with the people yesterday. Do you want, you care to share on what you had? Some plantain? What'd you eat?
Yeah. So my first night here, I'm actually staying, not staying at the Baja Mar. I'm staying at a courtyard that's probably 3.5-4 miles down the road. So I got here and was tired and didn't want to venture, you know, into the resort where there's more like kind of, you know, touristy food, if you will. Whereas on this side of the island where I am at, there's like more local spots. So I went to this local dive bar. It's called the Cricket Club. And there's a big cricket field in front of this dive bar where I think the Bahamas national team used to practice, you know, way back when, whatever.
Wow.
So I thought it was pretty cool, you know, just being a sports guy, looking at some sports history, some foreign sports history. And I go in there, and I stuck out like a sore thumb, man. Like, they knew immediately that I was not one of them.
What gave it away?
I don't know, because there's all kinds of people in there, if that makes sense. White people, black people, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, brown people.
Like, which, it's you rolling up in there solo dolo, saying, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah,
I mean, right?
I think so you'd pretty much be like
that. How many solo riders were there in there, Parth?
Maybe. At the, you know, Jiffy Lube, I think you'd probably stick out like a sore thumb, Parth, to be honest, is the way you pop up in these places.
Man, no, it was a good time, though. It was a good time. Hung out with the locals. They were having a dart game. It was an adult darts league that is a big thing, apparently, on the island. There's an 18-team darts league, and one of their games was happening right in front of my eyes there at this dive bar, which was awesome.
No, it looks cool. You posted some of the pictures on your Instagram. I love places like this where it's just like a hole in the wall and, you know, there's regulars and stuff like that. But, yeah, good stuff, man. All right, enjoy your time. When do you fly back? I know you probably got the latest trip back on Saturday, right?
No, I got an afternoon. I think it's a 1:30, 1:35 p.m.
All right, that's doable.
Tomorrow. Yep.
All right, my man. Thank you for the time, as always.
Enjoy it, brother.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all. Thanks, y'all.
He is part of the pod. Covers Tigers for the Daily Memphian. I hate to hear that he fell out of place in the Bahamas, you know? Can't imagine why he would have stuck
Parth
out.
See Parth kicking in the saloon doors and saying, where's your good time at? Show me.
Parth, man, he's all bright-eyed and bushy.
I like that. We're living through him.
No, I like it.
I like how he explores on his own.
That's exactly right. He went to a real Bahamian.
Right.
You know, Bahamian.
Bahamian, yeah.
Yeah, Bahamian.
Some people feel like they need somebody with them, too. Parth, yes.
No, he
solo does. Like Indiana Jones out there.
No question about it. That's why they're like, who the hell is this dude?
With this part in his fade.
You know? Hey, guys.
I'm out from North Carolina.
I covered the Tigers. anyway, good stuff there from Parth. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. One day left. Ending Saturday. The Give Gifts and Get Gift sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $19.99 or more, you get a pair of free Apple AirPods Pro 3s. Love those. I love the wireless earbuds, the AirPods. I insist upon them. So if you got to buy anything in terms of jewelry, do it by tomorrow at RIJ so you can get the AirPods. Huge diamond sale going on right now. Go see Howie at RIJ.
Yep, all bridal jewelry is up to 50% off. Plus, again, you mentioned you heard this here on the J&J show, us talking about Howie. Really glazing, and rightfully so, Howie, because he's the best jeweler in town, wants to be your jeweler for a lifetime. Make sure you mention it. He's going to get you that 10% off your bridal purchase. Lots of financing options are available, all of them essentially. 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. It's going to be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Check them out and get there before end of day tomorrow. Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, always better prices. 5 locations, 3 here locally or online at rijewelers.com.
There's 3 people I want to thank today. I want to thank Anthony Sain. I want to thank Randolph Childress. And I want to thank Parth Upadhyay.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of our guests who join us throughout the week, yep. Help make this show possible. In the end, this is a 3-hour conversation. and having conversations with all of our valued weekly guests or even daily guests is what makes this show possible. So I'm very, very grateful to those people. It's going to do it for us today. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.